What's going on, guys? Bob Buskirk here at Think Computers, and it is April 10th, 2015, and this is episode 7 of our weekly tech podcast. As always, I have Derek on the line. What's going on with you, Derek?
Yo, what's up, Bob? What's going on, everybody?
All right, so this week we have a lot of stuff. We had a lot of reviews, some news. Kind of slow time in tech, I feel.
As far as
hardware related tech goes, not a whole lot going on, but we have it all for you. So let's just jump right in to our reviews this week. And our first review is the Antec P70 case. This is Antec's sort of, I'd call it lower range. I wouldn't call it mid range case. It's a pretty nice case. It's, you know, we've seen a lot of these, and this is the time of year for this type of case as well. We see a lot of these cases come out around this time. They're like, you know, the more budget cases. I believe this case is $60. But it gets the job done, you know, and all of that. It's just a good overall case. We gave it an 8 out of 10.
It's definitely a beginner's case is all.
Yeah, beginner, and I can see a lot of system integrators using this. You know, because it does have like sound dampening material and some other things on it that will definitely
keep things for an office environment.
Yeah, office environment and things like that. So it's a good overall case. Still, you know, with Antec, Antec's one of those things that you just feel, I don't know. I'm waiting for them to actually come out with a case that I like. And it's been forever, really.
Waiting for like them to be like reborn, you know?
Yeah, it's just like they haven't really done anything that's like, wow, this is different. And like, even when it comes to interior designs on their cases and things like that, it just hasn't been there. Like, you know, like
it might be different, but it's not like good different.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, we see companies like NZXT and Silverstone and a couple other ones that like they're putting things inside, you know, especially the interiors of their cases. They're putting things in there that people want, that like the modding community has always done on cases, and now it's like part of the case. Or
exactly,
you know, like SSD trays behind the motherboard or things like that. It's just like Antec is just so behind, I feel, on their design. It's like the same guy, I don't know, I feel like there's like the same guy at Antec that has been designing the cases for 20 years and he just hasn't changed. Like, it's just And then, you know...
They need some new artists or something.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and even, like, the overall outside design of the cases hasn't really changed all that much. Like I said, it's a good overall case if you're looking for a beginner case. But I just have, like I said, I'm just waiting for Antec to really, you know, if they can, kind of really change the way they do things, I guess. And come out with a case for enthusiasts. Come out with a case that everybody, you know, once that, you know, you go to a LAN party and you see five or six of them. I mean, that's how it is with Corsair. That's how it is with NZXT. You always see their cases at LAN parties and everybody has them. So hopefully Antec can kind of turn the corner and maybe we'll see some new cases from them as it gets closer to Computex.
That'd be cool.
So you did a pretty interesting review. You took a look at four different Aztec coolers, and if you guys don't know Aztec, they are the OEM for pretty much almost all of the all-in-one water cooling systems that have come out there. So Corsair uses them, Thermaltake uses them. I'm not sure if Antec uses them too, but I know a lot of companies who make all-in-one coolers, it's OEM through Aztec. So Aztec actually owns the technology and they license it out to these companies. So you took a look at four of their different coolers. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the differences and you know how they performed and all of that.
Yeah. Basically what these coolers are, they're not branded at all. These are what you're going to get if you go to somewhere like CyberPower or iBuyPower and you choose to upgrade to an all-in-one water cooler. These are what you're going to, well, one of the options that you can get. And as we said already, they're essentially the products that we already see on the market. They've just been, you know, rebranded and, you know, had their personal touch from someone like Thermaltake put on them. But it's the same cooler. So like the 591LX is essentially, it is the water 3.0 Ultimate, which was our best cooler for 2014, but you can get it as an upgrade for like half the price that you would pay for it.
Yeah, aren't most of these like $15 upgrade if you're doing like, you know, if you're buying
like $15, $30. I think that one is $60 from, depending on who you get it from.
Yeah.
So then there's really, what I found was there's really no reason not to upgrade when you're building these, because the price is so low. If you have any interest in, maybe you're not going to do a lot of overclocking when you buy your PC, but a lot of us get into it, and this can save you a lot of money down the road.
And the thing is, too, is I mean, for the most part, these coolers are better than air cooling, or better than like the stock air cooler that's going to come on one of these all-in-one systems.
Yeah.
That you're going to get through, like I said, CyberPower, iBuyPower, or, you know, all of them. So, it's cool to see this, because I know a lot of people aren't really that familiar with Aztec as far as, you know, because they really don't make retail products per se.
That's been their hitch in their game for this, is that people don't trust unbranded products. You know, we're a brand kind of society. We find the brand that we like, we find the brand that has good performance and value, and we tend to stick with it. And since Aztec is just essentially making products for other companies, their name isn't really what we associate with, you know, a quality product. We just don't know them, so that's been their hang up.
Yeah, so it's really cool, and it was awesome that you were able to take a look at four of their coolers to kind of give an all-around view. So the you took a look at everything from what, a 240 all the way up to a 360 radiator, I believe?
120 up to a
120,
360.
120
yeah.
up to a 360. So you pretty much got to look at the entire product range.
Yep. From their very beginner. The only one, the 510LC... that's the only one that doesn't have a market equivalent. All of the other ones are actual coolers that you would buy from someone like Corsair or Thermaltake.
Awesome, awesome. So moving on from that, we have a review of the Creative Sound Blaster E3 USB DAC and headphone amplifier. This is a pretty cool little device. One of the big things that we're seeing these days is, of course, everybody's using a laptop or a mobile device for everything. Mm-hmm. This product is especially great for laptops that don't have great sound. We all know that most laptops don't have a great sound card.
Yeah.
They just don't. And they don't have heavy sound as well. So this has the headphone amplifier in there as well. It's a simple little device that you can connect to your PC. You know, it turns it into a sound card. You can actually connect it to any mobile device. You can use it as an in-between between your headphones and your mobile device as well. So if you're really like an audiophile, or you want better sound or more impressive sound, this is a cool device that you can use. One thing that's really great about it is that it has a Bluetooth receiver on it.
That's awesome.
So what you can do is you can have those really expensive headphones that you love, and you can connect this to it and then use your mobile device. You know, you can have your mobile device or any Bluetooth device. You can stream audio from your laptop or something like that, and you could be walking around the house with those really expensive headphones on, and you can still be listening to
high-fidelity sound.
Yeah, high-fidelity sound and all of that. That's one of the coolest features I feel about this, is that it has the Bluetooth receiver, because that just makes it...
Yeah, that's
awesome. You know. Because a lot of the audiophiles have these really high-end headsets, and a lot of times these headsets won't even connect into their mobile device. So this is a really cool thing that allows you to do that. It's Sound Blaster actually has a whole line of these.
I remember at CES taking a look at these. They have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, so this is the in-between. There's an E5. Which is the higher-end model. But this in-between model will get everything, you know, done for you. And it's especially good if you're, like, a mobile gamer and your, the laptop that you're using doesn't have great sound. This will give you that awesome sound. And, again, if you're an audiophile, this is the perfect thing for you, whether it's with your mobile device or your laptop. It just works really, really well. So definitely go ahead and go on the site and check that out if you're interested in something like that. I feel it's a pretty cool product. Great to see things like this come out, because, you know, Creative is known for more, sound card based things. So this type of device is, It's more on like the mobile crowd, I feel, and I think it's more for the high-end audio crowd as well.
Yeah, they're kind of moving that way too. They had several products at CES that were more towards the audiophile
Yeah, so I really
side of
like
things.
that.
Yeah, that's cool to see.
Yeah, definitely check that out. And then our final review of the week, which I did, is the Gigabyte X99 UD4 motherboard. And this is a great overall X99 motherboard. It has pretty much everything that you're gonna want on a motherboard as far as like an overall motherboard. It's part of their Ultra Durable series, which really isn't based on like it's not a gaming series, it's not an overclocking series. It's kind of just like their basic series for their motherboard. So it has pretty much a mix of everything, which I
Yeah.
feel a lot of people like because some people don't want all the gaming features, some people don't need all the overclocking features, and this is a very affordable board as well. I believe it's I can't think of the price. I have to look it up.
242.
Yeah, it's 242, so it's not extremely expensive. It's under the $300 range.
Yeah.
Just like last week, or was it last week or the week before
Yep.
that
It's
we
last
saw
week.
the ASUS X99A. These are pretty much on the same level. They kind of have they give and take on each other. There's different features on this board that aren't on the ASUS board, and there's different features on the ASUS board that aren't on this board. So it's really all about what you want.
Is one aimed towards a more specific group of people than the other?
No, these are both like their,
Really broad.
yeah, this is like they're both their overall, I would call it like their overall range. Like they both fit in that same category.
Okay.
So this has everything that you would want. No extra crazy gaming features, no extra crazy overclocking features. But as far as overclocking, this board's completely solid. I got our processor up to 4.4 gigahertz, which is kind of every X99 motherboard that's as high as I've been able to go. With the system being stable, so it
Yeah.
worked really well. The BIOS is good. The companion software is really good with this board. It doesn't have some features that I would like to have seen, as far as there's no power and reset buttons actually on the motherboard. There's no clear CMOS button on the motherboard as well. You have to use a jumper, which is kind of like
Right.
old school.
Yeah, it's super old school.
But those things aren't huge deals to a lot of people. And then they do have like so on the rear IO, there's actually a spot for antennas for Wi-Fi, but the Wi-Fi card doesn't come included, so you have to buy that extra. There's actually a spot for it, so they actually have two M.2 slots on this board, one's for an
Right.
SSD and the other one's for that Wi-Fi Bluetooth card.
Okay.
So you kind of have to buy that if you want it. I really would have liked to seen Wi-Fi on the board, but
Yeah. I guess if you're not gonna use it though, and I
yeah.
see this as something that maybe you're not going to, like as a business board, maybe. And then you're not necessarily gonna be running Wi-Fi. You're gonna have your Ethernet because you want that speed.
Yeah, so I mean, and the thing is too, it doesn't have dual Ethernet either, and a lot of boards coming out have the
No.
dual Ethernet too.
Yep.
But it has everything that you want. It has all of the SATA ports, it has SATA Express, it has M.2 connectivity, four-way SLI capability.
It's just a good all-rounder, it
Yeah,
sounds
it's a
like.
good all-around board. The board lights up if you're into that too. The
Yeah, actually,
actual
that's really cool.
The so typically on a lot of the new motherboards, we see the PCB isolation where the audio solution is. That
Yep.
that's something we've seen over the past year that almost all motherboard manufacturers have.
Thank
That
goodness.
lights up, and then the PCH heat sink lights up, and then the rear IO shield actually lights up too. And you can control both the rear IO shield lighting and the PCB isolation lighting, so you can actually control that in the software.
Can you actually change the colors, or is it just like brightness?
No, you can turn it off and on. You can set it to like a pulsating mode, and
Okay.
there's a couple other modes. They're like, just like you would typically see on, like like on the Nvidia cards, you can change the LEDs
Yep.
to like pulsate and do certain things like that. It's basically like that, so you can't change the colors or
Okay.
anything.
Yeah, just a single color diode then.
Yeah. But it's a good overall board, and definitely one that if you're looking to get into, the X99 platform, it's inexpensive and it's going to get the job done for you. It's solid overclocking.
It looks good.
Yeah, it's a good looking board. I mean, it's black and gold and I'm from Pittsburgh, so
Yeah, right on.
can't really complain about that. That's what I always say in my reviews. Like anytime there's a black and gold board, I'm like, well, black and gold, can't hate it, so
Just earned one more point.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. We'll move on to our weekly article, which is Case Mod Friday. If you guys are new to this podcast or new to the site and are not sure what Case Mod Friday is about, it is our weekly article where we, you know, feature a case build or a mod that's kind of in the community that has been completed, and we talk about it and just kind of feature it. And the one we have today is called Out of Mana 2.0. And one thing I love about this build, to go over the build, it's built in a Corsair 900D, which, if you're not familiar with that case, it's massive.
Yeah.
It's this massive case, and it's this build is extremely clean. One thing I felt was really cool, he actually has, so I guess, I'm not actually specifically sure on this, you would know more than me, because you're more in the modding scene than I am, but most people do a single loop, right, as far as water cooling.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of this, like, theory about, well, you're not, it's going to cool better with two loops or whatever, but it's kind of been decided that it doesn't matter anymore. A single loop is fine, but I've done dual loop builds, and they're kind of nice because you can isolate the, usually you do the graphics card separate from the motherboard parts, right?
Yeah.
And it's cool because you can isolate the two, and like me, I'm like always swapping out graphics cards, right? So I don't want to drain my entire loop every time I want to do that. So this is really cool for that.
Yeah, so what he's done is it looks like he's done a single loop on the memory and maybe CPU.
He's got the CPU, the memory, and the motherboard block on that, the top blue loop.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is he used different coolant colors.
Yeah, I really like that part.
For the different loops. So his other loop is the graphics cards and the hard drives, I think. I don't think
it's just the GPU, I think.
Yeah, just the GPU. So he has all of those. You know, it's just a different loop. I really like that. Again, it's extremely clean build. I love clean builds. It's like,
yeah, it's cool because he used rigid tubing, but he did no bend. He didn't do any bending with it.
Yeah.
So he used all angled fittings, bits power angled fittings, and it looks really like tube. I don't like, what would you say, like, kind of like plumbing, you know, like it just,
yeah, he nice, has close
cool turns.
Yeah, he has close-ups of all the tubing that he's done, and it just, it looks like, you know, like plumbing or something like that. It's a really cool look. And the builder's name, because we don't want to forget that, is Gregus. His name's Greg, I assume. And you can check out the entire thing on the site. And, of course, we link it to their build log as well, so you can see the progress of his build as he goes through it. Definitely a cool build for sure. I wish I had the patience to do these things, but I really don't.
Yeah, you could do this. The thing I really like about this is that he's actually not, it's not a sponsored log, so he actually paid for all this himself, and, you know, he's not a professional, but you can still do results. Anybody can do this, you know, if you take the time.
Yeah,
and
so, well, that's the big thing with me is I don't have a lot of patience, and
well,
I think I could actually do it if I really wanted to. It's just that, you know, I maybe I should. I need to. We've been talking about getting like a sponsored build going for Think Computers. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so
you can do your black and gold.
I don't think I'd do that, but I don't know. That one black and gold mod we saw was really good. That Loramentum one, remember that?
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was black and gold. I really like that. But I definitely don't have the time to do something like that. That was intense.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You need some machines for that.
Yeah, for sure. So we will move on to news this week, and as we said, it's kind of a slow time for tech, so please bear with us as these aren't the most interesting stories, but some of them are actually kind of cool. So we'll start out with Intel's Compute Stick, which actually became available for pre-order. If you're not familiar with Intel's Compute Stick, it's a little HDMI stick, much like a flash drive, and what it allows you to do is you can plug it into any device, whether it's a monitor or even a TV, and turn it into a full-fledged PC. It runs Windows 8.1. They have a Linux version as well. It's going to be around $100, $150. Great little device. I actually got my hands on it at CES. Intel was kind of handing it around and saying, you know, this is going to be coming out. It didn't really give us the total specs on it or anything like that, but it's a cool little device. It's kind of like the new netbook, I feel. It's like, this is the new netbook, is this little device.
Yeah.
So you can do your web browsing, you know, you can do your Netflix, you can...
How big is it? Because I didn't get over the Intel booth.
It's a little bit larger than a flash drive.
Okay.
You have a Chromecast?
Yeah.
It's like that size.
Oh, cool.
A little bit longer, not much longer, but it's not overall that big. But it has everything that you're gonna need. It has a Wi-Fi built in. It has a USB port if you need that. It has Bluetooth built in as well, so you can use, wireless keyboard and mouse. And it's really impressive that it's gonna be running Windows 8.1.
Now, do you think that's going to be available to upgrade to Windows 10? Because that would be a
I
lot cooler than 8.1.
yes, so I'm pretty sure with Microsoft everybody gets the free upgrade.
Right. Do you think it works on it, though?
I would assume.
Is it a full build of Windows 8.1?
Yeah, that's the full build.
Oh, cool. Then probably definitely.
It's probably going to. So it's a cool little device, and a lot of people are saying this for the TV market as far as making your TV into a smart TV. But on top of that too, this is just such an easy device to plug into the back of a monitor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so
Like
for
cash registers or anything.
cash register, for education, things at like a library.
Yeah.
It's so much.
Places where you don't need a full
Yeah,
PC.
so a lot of times, we've seen these smaller PCs, these PCs that have the vase mounts on the back that will go on the back of a monitor. This just makes it even smaller now, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a cool little device. It's available for pre-order. Let me look at the Newegg. Let me see what the Newegg listing has been updated. No, the Newegg is 150, and that's with Windows 8.1. That's with the Atom processor, 2 GB of memory, and 32 GB of storage. And then
Now, is this still the pre-order or is it actually sold out?
that's the pre-order. I don't
Okay.
and then the Amazon listing is for a different one. Theirs is for the Linux version, and actually that this has been changed to not available.
They might have sold out their pre-order.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty popular device, and to get into it's just like, with the Chromecast. The Chromecast was very inexpensive, and for a full PC experience for around $100, $150, I mean, that's,
Yeah. If you're somebody that travels, I could see this being really cool.
Yeah, if you travel, and like I said, for businesses too, like snatch up, 50 of these, or even 20
Yeah.
of these, and you have an office ready to go. I mean, it's not,
Yeah, no
especially for
more
people.
keeping PCs running.
Yeah, especially in that's the thing too, is the power cost and everything. And if you're just doing like basic word processing, which a lot of businesses are, that you don't need that horsepower per se, it's just a cool little device.
Yeah, I really like the idea a lot.
Yeah, so that should be out coming up pretty soon, as pre-orders are available now. So maybe we'll get maybe I'll maybe I'll order one just to check it out.
That'd be cool.
So moving on to Nvidia. Nvidia has been in a lawsuit with Samsung and Qualcomm. Basically, the lawsuit in quick terms is that Nvidia is claiming that both Samsung and Qualcomm have kind of stole their mobile GPU technology that's in your Samsung mobile devices and all of the devices that are based on Qualcomm processors.
Right.
And this is actually the first time Nvidia has gone out and sued somebody.
Yeah, they're not. They haven't been the like patent trolls.
Yeah, so they actually kind of more or less won the first round in this lawsuit. So the International Trade Commission has returned a pretrial claim construction ruling, also known as a Markman ruling, and basically that what that means is that Nvidia kind of they're in the right as far as what they're doing.
They actually have a
Yeah,
case.
they have a case. So I assume we're going to see this go to trial, or we're going to see a settlement, one of the two. Probably a settlement. That's usually how these things work with patent
Yeah.
infringements and things like that. I don't. We could see things being recalled, but that typically doesn't happen, especially when you have a settlement.
No, they usually just pay for it and call it good.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I think this is going to. But it's a big win for Nvidia, who assesses that they own this technology and that other companies had used it in their products without either a licensing fee or whatever that may be.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of patent trolls because it holds back the advancement of technology in general. But if you're like Nvidia here, they don't do it often, so I kind of feel like this is okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're not like Samsung who goes after everybody.
Yeah, or Apple.
Yeah, it's not like that. So it's a big win for Nvidia. I'm sure all the Nvidia fanboys are all excited about
Yeah.
it. But yeah, definitely something to follow, and obviously we'll be following the case as it goes along, just to kind of see what happens.
For
But on
sure.
the graphics card front, Gigabyte has had this product called the Water Force, which is a 3-watt, 3-way GTX 980 kit that comes with its own water cooling. So it has this sort of water cooling device that has three radiators that goes on top of your case. It's this massive thing. I actually got to see it at CES. It's huge. It's
I did not.
It's massive thing. It's all together. It's pretty cool, but it's kind of industrial feel or something. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah. It's like overwhelmingly huge.
It's kind of overdone. But one cool thing is it's been listed on Newegg. It's $3,000, but it comes in a suitcase, which I feel is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you've been in the tech scene for a while, a lot of high-end products, you know, over the years have come in these cool cases or certain things or certain graphics cards. Like the high-end graphics cards will come in like these crazy boxes and things like that. So it's cool to see this device. It comes in like a hard case type suitcase. It's actually pretty cool.
It's like getting something for your money, you know, really the feel of it. It kind of, you know, high end feel when it shows up in a suitcase like that.
And you actually get a free monitor. You get a free you get a free G-Sync monitor too.
Wow.
27-inch.
I think that they have to do something like that because for $3,000, I mean, this was announced a while ago and it must be just coming out. But at this point, there's a lot more powerful GPUs out for that price.
Yeah, so it's kind of a hard thing, and I don't know how many of these they built.
Probably not many.
I can't assume that many, but I think this is a way to get kind of rid of that stock. The monitor is a good thing, obviously, because you're going to want something that high end. But it's just cool that it comes in that, I feel. I think that's the reason why I decided to cover it.
It's neat.
Yeah. So we'll move on to one thing that was really cool this week, I felt, because we're getting into Skylake territory, which I know you're super excited about.
Yes.
So Skylake will be the next iteration of Intel's desktop processors, which a lot of people have been waiting for. And we've actually got our first Z170 motherboard concept. So the Z170 will be the higher end, if you're talking in specific terms, this is the mainstream motherboard. So this is the equivalent of the Z97 that's currently out. So this is
like the overclocking chip.
Yeah. So this is the Z97 that's going to be coming out. It's be called the Z170, and we haven't seen anything on it really, or it talked about all that much.
No.
So Colorful showed off their iGame Z170 motherboard concept. So it's just a concept. It's a render. It's not a motherboard that's out or been out or, or anything like that. Just to kind of give us an idea of what they're working on and what their motherboard's going to look like. And I do like it. They're using the thermal armor that we've seen on Asus motherboards. It looks really cool. Yep. It has built-in water cooling channels as well, something that we've also seen on a couple other companies' motherboards.
Some of the Asus boards.
But the one thing that really excites me about this is that, okay, so this we're starting to see this stuff come out. We're starting to see the concepts and things like that. So it just means that we're getting closer and closer to the launch and all of that.
Yeah.
So that's what really excited me about this. But it is a very cool motherboard.
If it comes out looking just like this, it'll be awesome.
But the thing that's sad about Colorful stuff is that we never see it because it's only in China. Unless you want to order it online and pay crazy shipping. And it's very hard to find Colorful stuff, which is sad because they make really great graphics cards as well.
And then you're also not able to maybe read the BIOS, would be my guess.
Probably.
Is it in Chinese?
I'm not sure. I've never taken a look at a Colorful product, so I really don't know. But Colorful is like China's biggest AIC partner for NVIDIA, and they make a lot of really cool, their iGame series, which is like their really high-end series, their graphics cards are just beautiful, and they have really cool features and things like that, and it's just we never get to see them over here. So that's what this motherboard is too. It's part of their iGame series, so this is going to be their high-end motherboard. But it's really cool to see this stuff come out. I'm really excited for Skylake. I know you are too.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, so I probably will be upgrading when that whole thing happens as well.
Nice.
So, moving on from that, NCXT released their CAM 2.0 monitoring software. So, you've had experience with CAM, I believe, right? Because
I reviewed their a couple of their coolers that used it.
Yeah, so this is their monitoring software that works in conjunction with their coolers, with their Grid Plus fan controller.
It's a really cool piece of software that integrates like all of your performance related sensors and settings into one place. The only thing that I found about it before that I didn't like was there weren't that many settings to change necessarily.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just display.
Okay.
But it's still really, it's a really well packaged product.
Now I'm pretty sure you can use this even if you don't own an NZXT product, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so you can, you know, this is sort of like motherboard monitor or any of those products that will show you your temperatures, your voltages, your speeds, as long as your motherboard supports it. You know, as long as the sensor's there, you should be able to see these things and make adjustments. They have a really cool thing now, which is like their overlay setting. So if you're in a game, you can see real-time FPS, average FPS, CPU, GPU, all these things as an overlay on top of your game, which I know a lot of people kind of like to see that stuff if they're having slow performance or something's going on, or they just want to see the performance that they're getting, much like Fraps. You can use this device or use this software to do that now. And the software is completely free.
Yeah, and I think that that's a really like smart move because it's annoying to have to run multiple pieces of monitoring software at the same time. And so now instead of having to run like Afterburner or something so you can get your GPU overlay or Fraps, now you have it all from one program.
Yeah.
And that's going to get a lot of people to use it.
Yeah, and again, if you do have a NZXT product, whether it's a cooler or their Grid Plus fan controller, you can do even more with the software. So that's great, and I think a lot of people are going to get into the software, and it might actually make them go out and buy one of those products as well. Because they're using this, they're like, oh, it'd be great if I can control all my fans within this software now. I'm going to go out and buy the Grid Plus, or I want my cooler to be part of this, so I'll go buy one of the Kraken AIOs to use. So,
yeah, I had the Grid Plus and the fan controller and the Kraken connected at the same time, and it worked really well. It really did. It was well integrated, and it didn't have any hiccups.
Yeah, and again, I always talk about NZXT with their cases, but it seems like they're sort of like an enthusiast brand, right? I feel like a lot of people over there are enthusiasts. They actually use these products. They actually, you know, they're actual gamers.
Yeah.
They're modders and they're overclockers, and they actually bring stuff out into the community and bring stuff out in their products that people actually want to use.
Yeah, it's they make things that I think they actually want.
Yeah.
As you know, as a gamer, as a modder, as one of us.
Yeah, so I think this software is just a continuation of that, and it's great to see it come out. And it seems like they've, you know, with the version 2.0, they've added a lot of things into it. So you can head on over to NZXT's website and download that. And definitely check it out for sure. Another cool part or cool story that popped up this week, another thing about products that aren't out yet that we're really waiting for is we've been talking about AMD's R9 300 series. So this is be the R9 390X, 390, 380X, 380, and 370, and down the line. We've been talking about these cards for a while, and supposedly pictures have been leaked of XFX Radeon R9 390 double dissipation card. The card looks pretty cool. These do look like a legit card.
It's too fancy to kind of not be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a fake. I don't know. But it's here. This is what it looks like. It's the R9 390, which will be based off the new Bermuda silicon. It keeps the same design as what we've seen. If you're familiar with XFX double dissipation cards, it's pretty much the same overall design. Colors are different. It is black and gold, which we've been talking about in this podcast.
Bab, it's meant to be.
Yeah, I should get one of these. But so it's cool to see this. We won't see these cards up until Computex, I feel. But I feel we're gonna see a lot of leaks like this coming up to Computex, which I love leaks.
Yeah.
I love seeing things before they're supposed to come out. I love seeing the fake ones people try to put together. It's a really cool time in tech that we're going to be coming up. These next couple weeks will be a little bit slow, I feel, but coming up to Computex in the middle of the year is always an exciting time for PC hardware. And, you know, we should see the R9 300 series launch around Computex. So that's going to be really exciting for everybody waiting to see the next thing coming from AMD.
Yeah, we can only hope that it just comes out and crushes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so, but the card, this card specifically looks really great. One thing that if a lot of people don't know is it just like the R9 290X or 290 and 290X, this has the bridgeless XDMA crossfire, so you don't need a crossfire cable to crossfire these cards. There's no crossfire connector. It's all done through the PCI Express interface. That's something pretty cool that.
Yep.
That are on these cards, and I'm really excited. And of course, the new thing on these cards is their high bandwidth memory, or the stacked memory. Yep. That's the new memory interface. So definitely a cool thing to see. And this card looks awesome. This would be one of the ones that I would like to get.
So
definitely, if you're interested in checking out what this card might look like, go ahead and check out that article. And we are going to talk about a game that's probably, I would say, don't you feel this is the most anticipated game of the year so far?
So far. I think it's definitely got Hardline beat out.
Yeah, I mean, Hardline came out and I don't think anybody cared.
No, it kind of just
was out. I haven't played it. I haven't got it. I haven't even really looked at playing it. I know Hardline's...
I haven't heard bad things yet, though, so I guess that's good.
I mean, I don't know. It's just Battlefield series. I mean, Battlefield 4 I really liked. In Battlefield 3 I played too. But it just didn't, I don't know, like Hardline, I'm not excited for it. It wasn't something, but I think all the hype surrounding GTA 5 is just, I think I might actually get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I think there's good reason to. It looks amazing.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of news about GTA 5 this week. We had like three or four news stories about it. The main one that we want to talk about is the graphics options have actually been revealed. So last week we talked about that awesome trailer that just showed the graphics power of this game. The game has been completely revamped for the PC, and there's been leaked screenshots now of the graphics settings. So you actually have a lot, there's a lot you can do as far as graphics. Tons of different settings. You can turn certain things off. So it's not a port, which I like.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you see games, You see a lot of games that originally came out on console and then they're ported over to PC that the graphics options just aren't there. You can't really do that much. You know, this is, you have full graphics options here. There's so much things that you can change. But one interesting thing too is that if you want to run this game at 4K on very high settings, you're going to need a graphics card with 6 gigabytes of RAM. So if you want to play this thing in the high settings, you're going to need a very high-end card. They had everything turned up pretty high, and then the resolution was set to 4K, and they were using about almost close to 6 gigs of video memory. So
yeah,
you know, that's crazy. Yeah, so it's going to be a very demanding game, I feel, but I still think it's going to look pretty good overall.
Yeah, I think. Regardless of what resolution you can run it at, it's going to look gorgeous.
Yeah. Another cool thing about GTA 5 this week, it's already topped the Steam sales, which means a lot of people have already pre-ordered it. So it's available for pre-order. You can actually pre-load it already, too.
Yeah, which is a really good idea. Because
the game is 65 gigs.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, so you can already pre-load it. That started back on Tuesday. You could do that, and it comes out this upcoming Tuesday. So if you're thinking about getting the game, go ahead and pre-order. Go ahead and pre-load. So when the game actually comes out, you can get right into the game and start playing.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck trying to download this when everything comes online the first time.
Yeah, so what's interesting about it topping the Steam sales is that last month when one of my favorite games right now is City Skylines came out, it actually topped the Steam charts as well, and within the first week it sold around 500,000 copies, according to I don't know who it's according to, but that's what they sold. So Grand Theft Auto 5 has been topping the Steam charts for actually the past 2 weeks now. So they say that they could meet 1 million copies sold before the game's even actually officially out.
That's crazy.
That's why I said it's, I think it's the most anticipated game of the year.
It's definitely every time it's just one of those games, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
and I think it's because it's been delayed so much, it's been in the news so much. I think everybody just wants to get their hands on it.
yeah, and I think everybody is super excited because of how much work they put into making this a decent PC game.
Yeah, so
So,
I think I'll probably get it.
yeah, I think I'll let you get it. I'll let you talk about it a lot, and then maybe I'll hop on
Yeah,
board.
and the thing is too is that, coming up with all these new graphics cards, I'm going to be needing to upgrade, not upgrade, but update our graphics card testing suite because it's
Yeah.
kind of dated. It's not dated right now, but we'll need some new tests and everything, so I could
Yeah.
definitely include that in the test.
For sure.
And then finally, our last news thing of the week, which isn't necessarily PC or PC hardware related, but I feel
Yeah.
all of us use Facebook.
I think if you're not, I don't.
So
I know there are people that don't,
yeah, but
but.
one thing I always do is when I'm sitting here working, I always leave Facebook up because we have our little group chat with all of our friends, and I know a lot of people leave it up to chat. And I what's crazy is a lot of times I use Facebook for business purposes. I'm talking to our reps from different companies via Facebook. It's just easier that way. It just, if I need something really quick, I just go on there instead of sending an email. But the big issue with that is there's the dreaded news feed that I see a video. Oh, check out this crazy video or the something, something. Look at this crazy thing. And then I get distracted for an hour. It's just,
Yeah.
so what Facebook has done is they have taken the Messenger part and they've actually made it into a website. So you can go to messenger.com, log in with your Facebook credentials, and it's just like the mobile app. So a little while ago, people had this huge, everybody was so upset that they made their mobile app. So they had the Facebook mobile app, which had the Messenger built in. They separated the Messenger out of there, and you were required, if you want to use it on mobile, to use the mobile app. That's what they did a little
Right.
while ago, and everybody made this big fuss and they didn't trust it, or I don't know why, but
Yeah, everybody was worried about the user rights and everything.
yeah, but so they separated it on there. Now, they still with this, you can still go to Facebook.com and use use the chat messenger service like you typically would. But if you don't want to have Facebook open, you can just go to messenger.com and you can easily chat with people without all of the distractions of Facebook.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to have the option.
Yeah, like
I don't know if I'll use it, but I think the option is awesome.
I will use it for sure. I've been using. I
Yeah.
just have it open now. I just have Messenger open in a tab. So when people want to get a hold of me when I'm on Facebook, I don't have to look at the news feed. I don't have to, whatever. I just don't have to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You know, the only thing that I felt when I'm looking at it, and I've even got it on my smaller monitor, it seems like there's just a lot of blank white space.
Well, it's basically the mobile app put in a web form, right?
Yeah.
And I think, go ahead.
I'd like to see like multiple panes open at the same time, I guess. Multiple chats.
Yeah, I think I mean this just opened literally.
Yeah.
So I think they can change it around. And what's cool is that now that it's a web app, I mean I know, you can see different APIs and
Yep.
certain things. So you could see, maybe even a desktop app or
Yeah,
something
that'd be cool.
along those lines that you could have just open. I know there's other applications that actually there's desktop apps that you can use Facebook Messenger on, but it doesn't work correctly. Like I use Pigeon for all of my AIM and MSN and all of that, but it
Yeah.
does have Facebook Messenger built in, and I can have single chats, but like our group chat doesn't work in Pigeon.
Oh, okay.
So maybe with this we'll see better integration with third party apps too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But the thing is, it's brand new. It has all of the functionality that's in the mobile app, which I do like. So I can upload pictures. There's different things that you
Yeah,
can
that
do.
the mobile app makes all that really
Yeah.
easy.
So this is the same experience, but in a web browser. And what's great too is if it makes it easier to chat. So if you're on a less powerful PC per se.
Yeah.
So because this is very lightweight, this is.
Or your connection isn't great.
Yeah, so this is very lightweight. You don't have to have everything popping up as the news feed and everything like that you would see. So yeah, it's a great thing and something that I'm going to use daily, I feel, because
Yeah, and now you don't have to find out that, so and so had a stomach ache this morning and they're going to get a bagel, so.
yeah, or you don't get to see like what I had for lunch, or since I am,
Or Bob's new
yeah,
haircut.
hey, don't be hating on my haircut, man. I like my haircut. For those who don't know, I got a new haircut. It's like my first, well, I've had the same haircut for literally like over 10 years. I did the faux hawk type thing, and I decided to, instead of do that, like shave the sides really short and then comb over my hair sort of type thing. I think it looks pretty good.
Is it because you were running out of hair, or you just wanted to do a new
I'm not running out of hair. I'm like I'm
hairstyle?
30, dude. Like it's I that doesn't run in my family either. Like I have a good head of hair. It's just I want to look different. I want to try something new.
No, I hear
One of
you.
my friends says when you get a new haircut, like a different style, it means you're changing your life. So apparently I'm changing my life. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I've also heard that like the hairstyle that people have later in life is from the time of their life when they feel that they were most successful or like the best time of their life. So if you ever see somebody with like running around with their mo or their rat tail or something, it's 'cause like during the 80s things were good and now not so much.
Well, that
So I don't know what that means for you, Bob.
things are good, man. I can't
Yeah.
complain. I mean,
So just be careful, which, make sure you like this, because if it's really good now and bad later, you might be stuck with
who knows? Things are good. We got, the
it.
site's doing good. We got the podcast. We got all different kinds of stuff coming up. And like I said, we have all different kinds of hardware things coming up. I'm really excited for Computex. That's going to be super exciting. For those who don't know, when we cover Computex, we'll actually have a full page on the site that's dedicated to Computex covers because there's so much stuff that comes out of that. We'll have a full page on the site. I'm super excited. I just want it to be that time of year already.
Yeah, for sure.
What's great for us is that we see these products and then we know we're going to get them into review. And it's
Yeah,
cool to,
we're gonna actually play with
yeah,
them.
and it's cool to actually see some, a lot. Computex is where a lot, it's really PC hardware focused, where CES, it still is PC hardware focused, but it's more consumer.
Yeah, it's far less PC hardware focused,
Yeah, so
or scale.
with that, we, it's just, it's, oh man. I'm like super, you got me super excited. So I'm definitely excited for that. We'll talk about what we have coming up next week. So we're a little slacking a little bit. So a lot of stuff we talked about that was supposed to be on the site this week. We had a couple reviews come in, so we pushed things back. So I talked about it last week was the Divoom Voombox Travel, which is, if you missed our last week's podcast, it is a little travel type Bluetooth speaker, but it's more high end than a lot of the other ones that we've seen. It's weather resistant. It has a little lanyard clip on it, so you can clip it to your belt and things like that. The review is pretty much done, but we were waiting until next week to get it on the site. So it will be up early next week. It's a really cool little device. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing how well it sounds.
Yeah, it sounds very good. I can tell you that. But definitely
Nice.
stay tuned for the review next week for that. I also talked about the Rocket tie-in gaming mouse. That's also something that I thought I was going to get on the site, but again, we had some other reviews come in that I wanted to get up first. So this is Rocket's newest gaming mouse. It has a lot of really cool features that we talked about last week. Different buttons that I haven't seen on gaming mice before. Of course, it's a Rocket product too, so I know everybody's just like Rocket's one of those companies. I feel like Rocket is the NZXT of gaming accessories, I feel.
They could
It's
be.
like Rocket and Razer are those two companies that people just gravitate to when it comes to gaming accessories.
Yeah.
So Rocket, this mouse is really cool. I've actually been using it a little bit playing Cities Skylines, which I don't feel is the right game to be playing with it. But that's all I've been playing lately because I've been addicted to that game, which you can talk about, I guess. But
Yeah.
definitely a cool mouse so far. I will be finishing the review over the weekend. I've been getting, I guess we have to rob some banks over the weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna have to
If you're
happen.
down to do that, if you're down to play some Payday 2,
Yeah.
rob some banks. I'll probably play a couple other games with it, of course. Some more FPS type games. I guess I'll do some gaming this weekend. I haven't done some like hardcore gaming in a while, but
Yeah, set aside some time.
yeah, so
Make
I'm pretty excited to test that because I get to play games. I mean, who can
awesome.
complain about that?
Yeah, and that's why your job is awesome.
Yes. So, well, I have a pretty cool CPU cooler to check out this week as well. I guess I'm doing all the reviews this week.
Bob's getting work done.
Yeah. We might have some other reviews come in. So a lot of our other reviewers, the way, even with Derek here too, is that, we don't really have specific times when reviews come in. So just like this week, we actually had two reviews come in from other reviewers that I wasn't expecting. So we got them on the site. So that's why these things are pushed back. So obviously this upcoming week, we might have other reviews come in as well. So it all just depends on what I get done and what other reviewers send me. But I'll be taking a look at the Fantex PHTC12LS. And this is a C-type cooler heatsink. It is an air cooler.
Looks really, really
It is
small.
very small. It is made to be 100% compatible with VRM and high RAM. And that's a big thing now with air coolers, is that they are trying to really make these coolers not only perform well, but be able to be easily installed and fit in a system and have no compatibility issues. Because with a lot of RAM modules and things like that, you see this.
Yeah, it's not good to make a product that you can't sell to
Yeah.
everyone.
So I'm really excited to check it out. I unboxed it last week.
Now, and it seems like we haven't seen a Fantex cooler in a little while. A lot of cases,
I
but.
reviewed one not that long ago. I can take.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed
That's all
it.
right.
My bad.
I'll tell you one another. I mean, it wasn't that recent,
Okay.
let me bring this up. My internet's going really slow. I really need to upgrade my internet. I feel like I'm the only person that has, like, I have like basic internet.
You are. You're the only
Yeah, I
one.
know.
They would get rid of the package, but you're still buying it, so.
Back on February. Oh yeah, February 9th. That was a while ago. Was the
Okay.
last one, and that was one of their smaller type. It was a tower type cooler. It was their PHTC 14S, which was a very thin tower cooler. It worked. It still worked really well. Had good, actually good performance for its size. Again, it was one of those ones that was 100% RAM compatible, and all of that. And then finally, I've been very excited. I was super excited when I got this in the mail. Was the Kingston HyperX Predator solid state drive, and this thing I'm super excited about. This is their PCI Express solid state drive.
Oh, yeah.
So what it is, it's actually a PCI Express card that has an M.2 slot on it, and that's where the SSD goes in.
That's so
You're
cool.
looking at over a gig a second transfer on these.
Yeah, 1400 read, 1000 write.
Yeah, that's megabytes for those who don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, so
Sorry.
it's gonna I'm super excited to test it. I'm actually doing the unboxing today, after we get off this podcast. Very I saw this at CES. They had been talking about it for a while. And PCI I reviewed quite a few PCI Express solid state drives, and they're just so fast.
Yeah, they're
You remove
awesome.
the bottleneck of the SATA controller. So a lot of,
Yep.
SATA devices can only be so fast. That's why we've seen SATA drives be around the same speed, 550, 560
Yeah,
tops.
that's pretty much the
Yeah,
bottleneck for a single lane.
that's the bottleneck that we've seen. So, over the past couple of years, all of we've seen is just kind of improvements on the firmware and things like that with those drives. When the PCI Express, of course, we're going to see the faster speeds. So I'm really excited to take a look at this. And of course, HyperX is Kingston's high-end brand, so this should be a really great drive. It's quite expensive, as you would expect.
Yeah, how much is it?
Good question. I have the 480 gig, which is the high. So it comes in 240 and 480.
We in the $1,000 range?
No, I don't think.
Not
Hold on,
quite.
let me go on Amazon.
All
Sorry, my internet's slow, as I said.
right.
Let's see, HyperX.
So in a little while we'll let
No,
you know how
I can tell you
much.
right now. Hold on.
So the M.2, that's really cool to me.
So it.
You can plug in any M.2 drive then?
I'm not specifically sure because I haven't opened it.
Because that would be really
I
cool,
would
I think.
assume it has to be a certain type of M.2 as well. So this,
Okay.
the 480 gig is $469. So you're looking at around a
Oh.
dollar a gig, a little bit under a dollar a gig.
For those speeds, that's really not
Yeah,
terrible.
that's not horrible, I feel.
I
And I
mean,
believe you
I
can.
guess you either choose the speed or the size at that price
Yeah,
range,
and
right?
you can actually buy the M.2 separately too.
Oh,
So if
okay.
you don't want to use it, so if you have an M.2 slot, you can
Yeah.
buy the SSD, but typically it comes in the kit because most people, it's just easier for them to do the car.
Yeah, you're either going to do one or the other.
So, but yeah, you can buy it separately. So I'm really excited to check that out. It's just going to be a really cool device, I feel. And I'm obviously with the speeds, I'm going to be like, oh, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those drives you want to either make your OS drive or make your like gaming drive. So all of your games will go on this and they'll load extremely fast. Definitely some stuff to check out next week. So it looks like we have some good reviews coming up next week.
Some solid products to look forward to.
And of course,
for sure,
we will also have our Case Mod Friday, which we've compiled a nice spreadsheet of mods that are going on in the community, which Derek made. So we'll have definitely some cool mods coming
up. So if you don't like them, sorry.
It's hard not to like a mod. And the thing is, with mods, I feel it's hard to like not like them for the fact that you know somebody put their time into this, and it's just you know,
even simple mods, like it's somebody like typically just pouring themselves into it because it's so much effort.
Yeah, and these things aren't easy to do, and people take the time to do them. That's the one thing I really respect about all modders, whether they're sponsored, not sponsored, whether it's just a simple mod, it's that somebody took their time to do this. And the thing is, too, it makes it yours, right? You know, you appreciate your system more if you built it. Like, if I buy a Dell, I'm really not going to care about it. But if I build my own PC, I'm really going to care about it. You know what I mean?
You'll find yourself just sitting there staring at what you did.
Yeah, so that's something definitely. Again, we have that article every week. So we're pretty much at the end of our show, and we started this last week, where we talk about something that we've done or that we've checked out that maybe you guys should check out. So, do you want to talk about yours, or do you want me to talk about mine?
I can start. I feel like I didn't do much this week, but one thing I did do was I went and I picked up Interstellar on Blu-ray, and if you've not seen the movie, it's incredible.
The movie's awesome. I saw the movie. Now, here's the question I have for you. Because I know a lot of people. Why do you use optical media?
I have a legit home theater set up, so I'm not gonna. What, the disc is probably like 40 gigs or something like that. That's just ridiculous. Now, it's way easier just to go buy the Blu-ray.
Now, doesn't Netflix, do they offer 4K streaming and things like that yet?
I don't believe so. Okay. And I feel like no matter what, there's a quality loss when you're streaming.
That's true. I mean, that's why a lot of people like records, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like the sound off of a Blu-ray is incredible, and I'm not willing to sacrifice that.
Do you remember, now that I'm thinking about Blu-rays, do you remember when there was like the HD DVD Blu-ray?
I have an HD DVD player. And I still have like 5 HD DVDs.
That's funny. I remember that. So when that whole thing was going on, we went to CES, and HD DVD, or whoever was behind that, I forget, they were the big sponsor of CES that year. And then after that year, it was like it was gone. It was really funny.
Yeah, I was working electronics retail, actually, and when it went away. So I actually got a really good deal on it, and it wasn't gone yet, but it's still kind of embarrassing. The thing is bigger than some of my computers.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's cool because that was like a big war, you know.
Yeah.
Certain studios went with HDD.
Yep, exactly.
At CES, it was like all everybody was talking about was which one. And the thing is, too, it was a really cool time because we never saw quality like that.
No,
because we were all used to DVDs, and then Blu-ray.
Hey, do you remember 1080p was just amazing?
Yeah, and then you saw that, and now we're seeing 4K. We've seen 8K now. I mean, it's crazy, but that's crazy. So as far as Interstellar, did you think the end was going to be the way it was or no? Or did you?
No, not the first. Definitely not the first.
Yeah,
thing.
I
was just along for the ride, man. It was like watching 2001: A Space Odyssey the first.
Yeah,
time.
It was just, and then it all came back to the beginning. I'm not going to give away too much for those who are listening, but
no, you could ruin it.
Yeah,
pretty
but
quickly.
It all just put it this way: it all comes back to the beginning, and you're like, wow, it's just it was probably the best movie I've seen so far. I mean, I only watched it this year, so in 2015. Okay. I don't know when it came out.
I think it came out late 2014.
Okay.
If I remember.
So I would say that's one of the better movies, probably the best movie I've seen this year. I'm trying to think of other movies that I've actually saw this year. I still haven't seen Fast and Furious, which I need to go see.
I have not seen that yet either.
But yeah,
it's really, really good. The science in it is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a black hole in it. Like, obviously, it's been in all the previews. And the coolest thing about that is that they actually, the film studio paid for all of the data available on black holes to be compiled and actually rendered. And, like, that's the closest scientific rendering that we have of what a black hole would actually look like.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I love movies that really go into detail on certain things, you know. And we've seen that a lot lately because I think now in the day and age that we are with – the internet and Twitter and all this information is like, you're going to get, if you're going to like BS something, you're going to BS, like it's going to be BS. Like, I could imagine if like Jurassic Park came out, the original, because like, I forget, there was some movie or something that came out. It was just like some low end movie, but they actually did the dinosaurs correctly. Because like,
like sizes and
stuff. Sizes and the, what was the, big what was the dinosaur that was in Jurassic Park, like this, not the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the smaller one, the Velociraptors?
Oh yeah, the Velociraptors.
Like, they weren't made to look like they really were. Like, I think Velociraptors had like fur on them or something else.
Like,
and this crappy movie that I don't even know how I got to the page of this, like, people were commenting like, oh, you've actually did it like real, like it's actually like, you know. So I think in this day and age, when you're having movies that have a lot of technical things in it, you know, it's,
you better do your homework.
It's good that it's done correctly. You know,
it's just
it's like in the tech world, like we see these movies where somebody just pops in a flash drive and it like shuts down the security system. You know, so it's good to see, you know, we've seen a lot of movies come out lately too where the hacking or something is more realistic.
That's always cool to see.
So
And one thing about the Blu-ray, if you go out and buy at least the version that I got, it actually came with an actual piece of the film strip.
Like, oh, that's cool. See, that's one thing I used to be really into. I think I've gotten away from it because I don't use optical media for anything. But one thing that was always cool about buying even back when I was buying VHS tapes, I mean, you know, when you bought something like that, it came with stuff. It came with like cool little things that. I remember, like, I bought the Dragon Ball Z series on VHS, no less.
Nice.
But when you lined up the tapes, it made like this cool collage. It was the coolest thing.
Nice.
I mean, just like certain things like that. When you actually are buying physical media, you know, even like buying a CD these days, you get like the booklet that talks about whatever, and you know, it's just like what people,
it's a little added value.
So that's pretty cool. One thing that I'll talk about that I've been checking out for a while, but I would like to talk about it, it's called Product Hunt. If you go to producthunt.com, what it is, their tagline is the best new products every day, and it's more like websites and web apps and things like that. But it's pretty cool to find really cool, interesting stuff. Things that can really help you be productive, things that are cool, things that are funny. So it's just different things, and it's kind of like an upvote system. The first thing here is called Geek Typer, and it's code like in the movie, so I'll click on it. I don't even know what it does because I haven't really looked at it. And let's see, I guess it's like a thing that allows you to type, like, you know, like you're hacking or something like that. But what it is if you go to their collections, this is where some definitely some cool things. So like Coachella's going on right now. A couple of my friends are actually there. That's a music festival, and it's they have a collection called Coachella Essential. So I'll click on it. And so the number one thing is Meerkat, which is like tweet live video, different things that would help you if you're going to like that con, you know, to the festival. And they have they have like Chrome extensions, right? So like, you know, they have different,
it's a cool site
where you can find things that you know. One thing I love is,
you know,
or go ahead,
it's like, so it's when you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I want to do something. Like, you don't have anything to do. You got your phone. You're like, what do I do? And then you're like, where do I go? I don't want to go to Facebook or this or that. This is like the perfect site.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So they have this one called Podcast Tech, which I should probably look at for our podcast. What do they call this? It's called new resources for making, sharing, and listening to audio stories. So if I click on it, there's different things. There's different podcasts. There's different things to help you, you know, make your podcast. There's a thing called PodClear, which is record crystal clear podcast interviews. Maybe we can use that instead of the product that we're using to record this. You know what I mean? It's different things like that. There's ones for productivity. There's one, you know, it's just like a collection of cool things, right?
Yeah.
There's this collection called Up, Up, and Away, which is products for drone enthusiasts. It's just cool.
It's a neat site.
Yeah, you can find a lot of stuff. And I love finding new products and new apps, like just like you say, because when you get when you have your smartphone and like, you know, you use Facebook and Twitter and maybe a couple other things. I guess I should talk about one thing that I also really got into this week. It's called it's called Periscope, and it's made by Twitter. And what it does, it's like live broadcasting. So yeah. I can go on Periscope and I can start broadcasting, and then that will go out to everybody who's following me on there, and you can put it on Twitter.
And this is on your phone?
Yeah, this is on your phone, and you can live broadcast exactly what you're doing, and people can watch it, and people can chat to you and things like that. So it was really cool. I actually started using it a couple days ago. It's been out for a couple weeks. But one thing that's super cool about it was like Mashable has it, obviously.
Okay.
And they were interviewing the guys from Silicon Valley. And it was like, nice. You could watch the interview as it was happening right there.
That's awesome.
So it's
without them having to set up like serious.
Yeah.
Equipment.
So and like the thing is that obviously Twitter has the bandwidth and they have the capability to do this. You know, so it's great for like, you know, like if we're at CES and we're like covering something, we can just turn it on and
yeah.
just like live stream right there.
Yeah.
I think it's
if we could get the bandwidth on the floor, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So it works really well. So yeah, but definitely check out Product Hunt and Periscope for sure. Those are the kind of things that I've been checking out. I always check out Product Hunt because it's just cool to find new products, new cool things. You know, it's just a cool website.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for sharing, Bob.
Well, now you can like be busy this upcoming week checking out all these things that are on Product Hunt.
Yeah, I can have something to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. So that is basically it for our podcast this week. Remember guys,
nice.
Everything that we talk about in this podcast will be up on the website. We have a podcast page that has all of our previous podcasts on it, and we have links to everything. So if you're like, oh, they were talking about that Intel Compute Stick, what is that about? We'll have a link to it. We'll have a link to all of the everything else that we talked about. And we also, you can also subscribe to this on iTunes. So to make it easier, if you are in the iTunes ecosystem, you can easily subscribe to our podcast. So it's downloaded to your device automatically and you get an update whenever we put something new up. So definitely do those things. Definitely check out our previous podcasts too. And again, if you don't like our format, if you don't like if you hate...
If you want us to stop talking,
if you hate Derek or if you hate me, let us know. This podcast, this is just something that we just started. Again, we're on episode 7. So if there's different format that you would like or something you would like us to change or something you'd like us to talk about, go ahead and either leave a comment, talk to us on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. You know, we're definitely – we make this podcast for you guys really just to talk about tech. I know I love to talk about tech. I know you do too, Derek.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So, yeah, definitely definitely hit us up on those social networks and let us know what you like. But I guess unless you have anything else to say, Derek, we are pretty much done for this week.
Good for this week.
All right.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll check you guys all out next week.